want you to be mine.
And I
want you to be mine.
Since I've done a Tuesday morning coffee intro. This is wild. So welcome, guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Thanks for sticking around in the two-month hiatus I took from this podcast, which was completely unintentional. I didn't really plan on taking a big break. It's just that the world went into a little bit of a clusterfuck for all intents and purposes. It was funny. I looked back and I couldn't remember what the last episode of the podcast I had uploaded was, but it was with Scott Belsky, which was an awesome episode. And it really took me back to that time. So that was uploaded at the beginning of March. And at that moment, I had just wrapped up almost like 6 weeks of travel all over the world. Came back to New York City. And there was sort of like, there was a bunch of talk about this little thing called the coronavirus, and no one really knew what it was yet. And it was like big in China, but I don't think anyone predicted what's unfolded to unfold. And I was thinking back of like, you know, I remember that when I went to record at Scott's office, I just rolled up and shook his hand and we immediately like pulled out our hand sanitizers. But by no means was there this intense fear of being near another person, at least the way it is in New York now. So it's very strange. Hopefully there's an end in sight soon. So I hope you and your family and everyone listening to this are safe, and wishing you the best. One of the big goals of this podcast going into 2020 was that I wanted to basically do every episode in person. I wanted to do in-person interviews only. And that is for a few reasons, but they all primarily circle around the idea that I just think that the human connection that happens when you're like sitting across the table from a person and you can see all of those small mannerisms, their body language, how they react to certain questions. And it's in a lot of ways very difficult, I think, to steer an interview remotely. It's not impossible. Plenty of people do it. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's just that my personal taste and the way that I try to conduct conversations and podcasts, I think just react better to being in person. And so I had a bunch of formatting ideas and structural things that I wanted to do to the podcast moving forward. And I still fully intend on doing those once the world kind of readapts, as well as picking up my series 24 Hours With, which is, well, pretty much the second someone tells me I'm allowed to get back on a plane, I will be picking up production there immediately. But that being said, I don't want to just sit around and let this project, cool off on the back burner while there's so many cool things that could be done. And so I want to break my rule. Instead of doing these all in-person interviews, we're going to switch it up. We're going to do things remotely. I'm excited to bring some creatives on. I've got the first four people locked in, I believe, that I'll be recording with over the next week or two, and then we'll go back to our regularly scheduled Tuesday morning coffee uploads every Tuesday morning here on Anchor or wherever you listen to podcasts. But I'm stoked, and I'm happy to be bringing the project back. This was a really fun project that I worked on during the creative residency, and it's something that I don't really want to stop doing. It's something I don't want to slow the production down on it. So we're here, we're back, and we'll pick up where we left off. If you guys have any ideas for people you'd love to see on the podcast, or I guess here on the podcast, I should say, feel free to shoot me a DM or an email. Would love to sort of build out like a solid roster of people. I figured it really only made sense for me to kind of bridge the gap a little bit. And so that's why I wanted to give you guys just a little quick update podcast. Where I've been, where I'm going. On the note of the creative residency, I guess if you follow me on, I guess YouTube specifically is the only place I've really sort of acknowledged at all that the residency is over. I'm now just a full-time content creator YouTuber. And the reason that was, you know, it was funny. I had planned on doing a really big sort of like closeout film of the residency, but the residency ended much differently than what it was supposed to. I was supposed to spend the last 2 months of the residency traveling full time. I was working on a premiering event where I was going to take a collection of the episodes of 24 Hours I was filming and merge them with the episodes that were already filmed. And there was going to be this cool premiere event that we were going to do in Manhattan. And then I was going to go to San Francisco and do this closing presentation for Adobe and all that stuff. And everything kind of came to a stop. I all of a sudden wasn't traveling at all anymore. We didn't do any sort of closing presentation with Adobe. It was kind of a weird transition to, you know, the last week. It was like Friday, I was an Adobe employee, and then Monday I wasn't anymore. And so I think because of that, because of this lack of closure that had happened, it didn't feel right to put out like some sort of big piece of content around the end of the residency, at least not yet. And I mean, there's obviously no hard feelings between myself or Adobe. I definitely want to put something out and really do my best to wrap up what that year was and what it meant to me, because it meant so much. It really has shifted things and put me on a course where I'm able to do YouTube and this podcast and create the films that I want to create full time. And having the financial ability to do that now is really, really incredible. And, you know, I was always scared throughout the entire residency. I was like, you know, for me, this entire process would be a colossal failure if at the end of this residency, I had to turn around and go back to just like a normal corporate job. That's not what I wanted. I wanted to be able to create my own stuff. And I was able to do that. And so for me, I look at the residency, the creative residency, as a really, really amazing platform and program. And if you guys don't closely follow residency news and you are creators and filmmakers and photographers, the residency is changing a lot. It's substantially different from what it was last year whenever I took part in the program. And so to give you guys a little context there, there's tons of like online reading you can do on Adobe's site where they give you a little bit more detail. But basically during my year as a resident, there were 8 other residents all around the world. And that's not the case anymore. There's actually only 2 residents this year. There's one resident based in Colorado, Maddie Beard, who is a UI UX designer, as well as one resident based in London, who's a photographer. Her name is Christina Poku. They're both very talented. I got to interview both of them as a part of one of the first projects I worked on with Adobe outside of the residency. So if you go to the Adobe Creative Cloud YouTube channel, I believe both of those videos are uploaded where I interviewed them. I got some context on what they're going to be spending the next year doing. And so additionally, since there's way less residents this year and there's, you know, some extra money, Adobe started a $1 million community fund. And so basically every quarter for the next year, Adobe is going to be selecting a handful of creatives and they will receive grants from $500 all the way up to $5,000 to execute a creative project. So if you are someone who's working on a design project or wants funding for a film or something like that, you can actually submit a proposal to Adobe on the Creative Residency website, and you will have a shot at receiving one of those grants. If you're a video creator, I will probably be the person who's actually reviewing your proposal, because I'm going to be helping out the team decide on some of the video candidates who are going to be receiving funding. So that's really exciting. And it's great. I think it's such a great time, especially in this moment where there's so many creatives who have felt hit and are stressed and struggling right now, given the current state of the world. Having a company like Adobe who's doing everything they can, in my opinion, to add a lot of value and still give creators the ability to do the thing they do, which is create, is pretty incredible. And so I'm excited to, just be an alumni of the Creative Residency, because I think it's an amazing program. But also, if you are a creative who maybe you applied for the residency and you weren't able to make it this year, or you have another creative project that you need cash for to execute and make happen, I think, you know, applying to be a part of this community fund is a really smart and good thing to do. I will drop a link down in the show notes, but you can also just Google Adobe Creative Residency and you'll quickly find all the information you need in terms of how to submit your proposal and things like that. This isn't sponsored. Adobe's not asking me to talk about this. I just think it's a really great opportunity to make creative ideas happen. And so I'm really excited to have any sort of level of partnership with Adobe and be able to use this platform to communicate the information to you guys of projects that you could work on. So it's been a couple weeks now outside of the residency, back into normal life. And it was weird. The first week after the residency ended, I had a handful of projects that were all landing on one week. And so I pretty much didn't share anything for that week. I had to go super heads down on a couple client projects. One of those was an Adobe sponsored video, which was for a new song by Marshmello featuring Halsey called Be Kind. I worked on a video, and there's a tutorial coming out at a later date around a little quick 30-second video story I shot around New York City and how people clap at 7 p.m. for frontline workers. And so that was really exciting, but that took a big chunk of my time. Like I said, I interviewed both of the two new residents and created a bunch of content around what they're doing. And then I think once I wrapped up with a few of those things during the week, the next week, the second week outside of Adobe, I kind of had just like a weird body shutdown. And I think this comes from not taking any time off for the last 5 years and sort of just consistently pushing through. And I think my body was just like, all right, you need to chill out for a minute. So I took last week mostly off, even though I pretty much worked every day. I still mentally was kind of a big refresh. And then this week is sort of my first real week back on the horse. I released my first video yesterday on creating a week's worth of Instagram content in 24 hours, which was exciting. The response has been really great there. Today, specifically, this is May 19th, 2020. I will be sharing a lot more information about this on Instagram in the coming days, I'm sure. But I'm actually getting a puppy today, which is super, super surreal. I've wanted a dog for as long as I can remember. It's gone a really, really long time that I've wanted a puppy. And finally, we made it happen. So his name is Chauncey. He is a miniature dachshund, little wiener dog. He's super, super cool. We got him on Friday. We paid for him. And then he had to get neutered and sort of, you know, give him a couple days to recover and everything. But we're actually picking him up today, bringing him home. And so I couldn't be more excited. I could barely sleep last night. I was so pumped to have this little guy in the house. I think it'll just kind of do wonders for my mental health and her mental health and just everything. There'll be a ton of benefits that come from it. Pretty much after today, once I get him all settled in the apartment and figure out sort of logistically all that stuff, I'll be digging back into videos. I have a few sponsored videos that are coming up this week. And then Wednesday and Thursday, I'm doing a massive recording marathon for this podcast to get a bunch of episodes ready to go. So there's all good things on the horizon. I hope you guys are doing well. So excited to get this podcast back up. If you guys aren't following along on YouTube, there's tons of new videos and exciting things that are going on there. So would encourage you, there will be a link down in the show notes for that as well. Would love for you guys to come on over to YouTube, take a peek, hang out with us. We think we're going to build a pretty cool community over there this year. And it's interesting how much I'm experimenting, I guess. You know, over the last 2 months, the YouTube content I'm releasing is substantially different from what it's been over the last year. And it's just out of necessity. I live in New York, so I can't really go out and film that much. I'm sort of stuck inside. And so pursuing kind of different creative ideas has been an interesting challenge, and they seem to be resonating. So I'm so grateful for all the support and things that have been coming from all the content. And I appreciate you guys sticking around with me and helping me figure this whole thing out. As always, if you guys want to chat or need anything from me, I'll do my best to get back to it as quickly as possible. You can DM me on Instagram or shoot me an email at workwithbabin@gmail.com. Hope you guys are doing amazing. Hope you have an amazing rest of the week. But yeah, I'm going to hop off. I'm going to finish cleaning up and getting ready to go pick up my dog, which is wild to think about. I'm so excited. And trust me, there's going to be a ridiculous amount of dog content coming to your Instagram feed very soon. Hope you guys are having a good rest of the week, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you. We'll be right back.